Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic Session performance.
My name's Lane Mitchell. Welcome to the Sonic Listener Lounge. Joining us today, a Brit Award-winning UK band playing a sold-out show tonight at Union Hall. That's Bastille right there. I have a million questions, but it's going to take me a minute to sort of compile them. I want to tell you about something really exciting that happened. Bastille just came to our radio station. So why don't we start with a song while I gather myself here.
Okay.
This is Bad Blood, Bastille.
But how were we to know that these are the days that bind you together forever? And these little things define you forever, forever. All this bad blood here. Goes resentment grows, we will walk our different ways. But those are the days that bind us together forever. And those little things define us forever, forever. All this bad blood here.
Bastille Sonic Session. You know you don't need to be here. Your show sold out. Thank you so much for
Thanks
doing this. This is incredible.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
How's the tour going, first off?
It's been good.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah, we've got some friends of ours from the UK who are in a band called To Kill a King supporting us. And because obviously we're away loads, it's nice to bring a bit of home. But yeah, no, it's been really fun. It's been like our longest excursion into Canada yet.
And what do you think of our country?
It's big. Very, very big.
Cold. Why is it so cold?
I'm hoping I might see a moose by now, but no such luck.
It seems like it takes forever to travel. Like, as a band, you know, who's used to touring the UK and that kind of thing, I would imagine...
The smallest, easiest place in the world.
Yeah. Like, cities are about half an hour apart. It's quite quick.
Your debut album went to number one in the UK. How long were you plugging away at music before you became a... I gotta say air quotes too, because this goes into the podcast. Air quotes, overnight success.
It's funny that how people see things. We sort of started at the end of 2010 properly, but before that, had all been doing various different other weird and wonderful day jobs. In hindsight, it feels like stuff's maybe happened quite quickly, but a lot of time and effort and hard work goes into stuff before you end up in Canada.
Now, what are some of these... you made it! You were in Edmonton!
It was all leading to this one point.
Now, what are some of these weird and wonderful jobs you guys were doing before you set out playing music?
I spent quite a long time packing needles into boxes in an office by myself. That was really fun. But Kyle used to, like, construct stages for festivals. So we did this one festival in the UK called Isle of Wight Festival.
It was a kind of crossover between my old job and the new job. I built the stage that I played on.
Like, don't stand in that spot. I was hungover when I built that spot right there. When did you first learn that you wanted to pursue music?
I don't know. I think sort of slightly differently for all of us. Like, I only really realised at uni.
Still unsure.
So. We could use a stage. We'll talk after that. Well, thank you again so much for being here. The next song you're going to do for us is one called Flaws. Mm-hmm. Bastille, everyone.
Your floors and all my floors are laid out one by one. A wonderful part of the mess we made, we pick ourselves undone. All of your floors and all my floors, they lie there hand in hand. Ones we've inherited, ones that we learned, they pass from man to man. There's a hole in my soul, I can't feel it, I can't feel it. And there's a hole in my soul, can you feel it, can you feel it? You have always worn your flaws upon your sleeve, and I have always buried them deep beneath the ground. Dig them up, let's finish what we started. Dig them up, so nothing's left unturned. All of your flaws and all of my flaws, when they have been exhumed, we'll see that we need them to be who we are. Without them we'd be doomed. There's a hole in my soul, I can't fill it, I can't fill it. And there's a hole in my soul, can you feel it, can you feel it? You have always worn your flaws upon your sleeve, and I have always buried them deep beneath the ground. Dig them up, let's finish what we started. Dig them up, things left unturned. When all of your flaws and all of my flaws are counted, all of your flaws and all of my flaws are counted. You have always worn your flaws upon your sleeve, and I have always buried them deep beneath the ground. Take them out, let's finish what we started. Oh. at the wonderful mess that we made. We pick ourselves under.
It's a Bastille Sonic session. Flaws. Love that track. By the way, congratulations on winning a Brit Award.
Thank you.
I was reading today, last year, you guys only had one seat at the Brits, and this year, not only you performed, nominated for four awards. Like, you could have sat up on stage if you asked.
Yeah, no, it was funny. And a nice indication of the intent that our record label had for us. We'll give you one seat, see what happens.
Did you all share it?
No, we were on tour in Europe, and I was sort of sent. It's weird to be there last year, and it was such a just. It's kind of before stuff had really started happening properly. Like on the, you know, we as a band, like we've been lucky from the beginning. We've always had people find our music online and come to our shows, and that's so. As things have grown, it's just got a bit more ridiculous with the scale of it. But last year when we did the Brits, we had that and people were coming to our shows and we were playing places bigger than we ever imagined, but we didn't think it would be on that weird, like, Brit super mainstream level. We just didn't, it never crossed our mind. So it was nice to go back and be able to all sort of be on a table together and get drunk backstage and
do it right.
Exactly, yeah. Responsibly, obviously.
Mm. Your EP was called Laura Palmer. I read that and it was like, Twin Peaks fans? I'm like, no, it can't be that. But you're actually, you're a big David Lynch fan. You actually remixed one of his songs, I understand.
Yeah, we did, which was, well, obviously Twin Peaks was a bit before our time, but I watched it on DVD and I'm obsessed with all of his films. And we did this remix, which I was like handing in coursework or something when we sent it over. I was terrified that he'd hate it because I sing all over it. So I basically crowbarred myself into a David Lynch song. I was like, you don't want a duet? Well, you are now. And we sent it over and then, yeah, he really liked it. And actually, when we were in LA last year in the summer and he kind of invited me over to his house for a cup of coffee, which was pretty mind-blowing and mad. But yeah, no, they liked the remix. And so, yeah, I've managed to force him into a duet with me.
Well, Dan, you're a big film guy, I understand.
I like films. Yeah.
Well, what's tickling your film fancy lately?
I don't know. I mean, I talk about it best. Yeah, I mean, we're kind of, because we're on tour the whole time, I don't actually get to see a huge amount of stuff, but we had a little film excursion and saw we went off into two groups. One half saw Noah, and the other half saw the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Noah's weird.
That's really odd. Yeah.
Did you feel compelled to get like two drinks and two popcorns, and, like, two M&Ms?
That's a brilliant joke.
The next song you're going to play for us is one you may just recognize from the radio. We may have played it once or twice. Pompeii, Bastille, Sonic Session.
Settled around us, and the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? How am I gonna be an optimist about this if you close your eyes? Our sins, whoa, where do we begin? The rubble or our sins? And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you closed your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? How am I gonna be an optimist about this if you close your eyes? Does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
Band initially had a couple other musicians, violin and cello. What was it about this current complement of instrumentation that just kind of worked?
I think when we first started, because a lot of the music sort of started in a bedroom or in a studio, and so we were quite ambitious with the sound, I think, in terms of not something that four people can physically play. So there were quite a lot of, there were quite a lot of strings and stuff. And so at the beginning we had two of our friends who kind of still play with us now, playing strings, and just the logistics of having two proper musicians and trying to get six people in a car to go to gigs and stuff. It was like, I think it was a bit overambitious.
They had better things to do, really.
Yeah, they had paying work. I don't know. I don't know what it is, really. I think since Bastille began, it's been the four of us, and it's been nice that it's been like that.
There are a lot of sort of synths and that kind of thing in your music, and it is electronic. I guess I wonder how these songs were born. Were they born on an acoustic guitar, a piano, an acoustic piano?
When I was growing up, I kind of wrote a bit on piano, but this album kind of came about from when I stopped recording on the little 12-track that I had and started recording on my laptop. And I realised that you can kind of, out of GarageBand or whatever, you can get whatever you want, pretty much, or a slightly dodgy version of whatever you want. and that's kind of when the Bastille songs sort of started being what they were. And just from lots of layering up of vocals, and the sound just kind of grew and grew and grew.
The last song you played for us, Pompeii, I'm not much of a lyrics guy, but I understand it's about volcanic eruption sort of leveled a city and a couple of statues, sort of the dialogue that ensues between those two. It's such a bumpin' happy song, though.
we get to go around the world and play, sit at festivals, see like people jumping around with massive smiles on their faces singing about two dead people, which is not something that I think many bands can say. But I don't know, I think it's the nice thing about pop music is that you can make something really depressing sound really happy.
Now, you guys have been known for performing some unlikely covers, songs that a lot of people might not expect. It makes me wonder what you guys listen to when you're at home or...
Weirdly enough, my man over there is wearing a Death From Above 1979 t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of them.
Such a ridiculously eclectic taste. Like, ever wants to play the harmonica and listen to the blues.
Which is fun for us.
Yeah. If only they made a silent harmonica.
Do you guys jam a lot of covers in private? I mean, when you're...
We're not a jamming band.
A lot of the covers are kind of, when we first started out as a band, we only had six songs that we could play live, and on the rare occasion when we got asked to do an encore, we used to roll out a cover of What Would You Do by City High, because it's one of those songs that I think everyone knows, but no one knows who it's by. So we used to play it at gigs, and the last thing in the world people would expect is four like scrawny white guys from London rolling out a cover of What Would You Do. But by the chorus, everyone
is singing along. And it's just one of those songs. And then we did these mixtapes called Other People's Heartache and Other People's Heartache Part 2, which just kind of fused music from movies that we love and film quotes and soundtracks and obscure songs like Hadaway's What Is Love, a cover of that. You know, like just songs that people know but maybe would not expect to come out of our mouths. Yeah. We did a Miley Cyrus cover for Radio 1 in the UK. And now it's because that's seemingly become our most popular song, which is mildly depressing. But play Miley! No! not performing Monkey. But yeah.
Any special surprises in store for tonight's show that you want to tease with our web audience?
The bar's giving out free beer all night. Tell them I said so, it's fine.
Well, again, thank you so much for being here. I know better than to ask for another song. As it was, we asked for an inch. They gave us a mile and a half. So yeah, best deal, everyone.
Catch this interview and other off-air highlights in this week's Wayne Mitchell Show podcast. Free on iTunes and at sonic1029.com.